Ferdinand and Queen Isabella commissioned Columbus to find a short route to the Indies. They gave him three ships, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. And so Columbus set forth on what he hoped would be a short route to the Indies. And he got down as far as the Canary Islands at... Chief Douglas, you know the rules about writing notes in class.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll take that, Hubert. Do you realize that you've disturbed the whole class?
Yeah, but it's my birthday next Saturday, and Sudsy Pfeiffer wants me to have a big party, and that's my answer. My mother says it's selfish to always go to other guys' party and not give one yourself. Yeah, well, parties are dumb.
Boys, stop it. It's your privilege to do as you wish, Chip. But from now on, I want you to discuss it at recess instead of in class. Do you both understand me?
Yes, ma'am.
Terrific for you to have a party, Chip.
Yeah, well, I'm not having one.
But everybody has a party on their birthday.
What for?
So they can keep track of their birthday.
How do you keep track anyway? Cousin Pfeiffer always has a party on his birthday. 2 weeks later, when I don't have one, I know it's mine.
Yeah, but if Cousin Pfeiffer ever moves away, you'll never know how old you are.
Oh, you quit being so dumb, Doreen.
Mind about the party? Can I be your date?
If I had a party, I wouldn't invite any girls.
If you had a party, and if you invited girls, could I be your date?
No.
All right, to you, Chip Douglas. When we're 17 and I'm going to study with a movie star or something, don't say I didn't give you a chance. Hey, Chip.
What?
On account we're such good friends, you can buy my turtle for a while.
I got a turtle.
Not like Creepy. He's the smartest turtle in the world.
What can he do?
I'll show you.
Watch.
Catch that fly.
There goes the fly, Creepy.
Catch that fly, Creepy. How about that?
He didn't even move.
That shows you how smart he is. You know there's no flies around.
Yeah, well, I like my turtle better. He's dumb like turtles are supposed to be.
You want some bubblegum with a picture of Roger Maris inside?
For nothing?
Sure.
Can I just have a picture? I got a loose tooth.
Okay.
How come I can have your turtle? And I don't have to treat you nothing for this picture of Roger Maris.
My mother says you're supposed to give guys stuff for no reason at all if you got a big heart.
You just want me to give a party so you can come on over and eat up all the ice cream and junk.
I do not. Besides, you're supposed to share things with your friends, not just think of yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm not having no party for a bunch of clunky kids.
Boy, how selfish can you get? Hey, how about having just a little party for you and me?
Come on in, I said.
Hello, Mr. O'Casey. I brought you a present, Chip.
What?
A water pistol and a roll of tape.
What's the tape for?
The water pistol leaks.
Can I keep it even if I don't have a party?
How come you don't want to have a party?
Can I keep it even if I don't have a party?
How come you don't want to have a party?
Here, keep your crummy old water pistol.
Oh, come on now, Chip. You're not even being polite. Says he walked over here just to give you that. Well, you're not even hospitable.
You want me to stay for dinner?
Well, now, Susie, we better wait till another time when we have your mother's permission.
I can phone her.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Oh, hi, Buffy.
Hello, Mr. Douglas. I brought Chip a present, but he was impolite about it.
Oh? Why were you impolite, Chip?
He brought me a crummy old water pistol so I'd give a party and he could come over and stuff himself with ice cream and cake.
It seems that Chip is rebelling against the idea of having a birthday party again this year.
I'm not rebelling. I just don't want to have one. He's a dumbhead.
Oh, you're the dumbhead if you don't want to have a birthday party.
Well, sure, think of all the presents you'd get if you had one.
Oh, who wants to get dressed up and play kissing games with girls? It's more fun to let tramp lick my face.
Yeah, but it's the girls that give you the best friends. Just kiss her and then take the presents and ignore them.
Can't stay for dinner.
goodbye.
Unless you guys want to eat standing up, you better sit down. Get the milk, will you, Mike? Chip, I had a birthday party once when I was about your age. Guess what they gave me for a present?
What?
A prize pony.
Prize pony? Golly!
And I haven't had a winner since.
May I say something? Giving a party just for the presents you hope to get is a very greedy thing to do. Do I make my point?
Yeah, but then why have a party at all, Dad?
Chip, the most wonderful thing you can have in this life is friendship. And you don't get that by taking from people, you get it by giving.
You mean I should give them a present on my birthday?
In a way. Not exactly a present, you give of yourself. When you ask somebody to come to your birthday party, you're asking them to share a very personal occasion with you. You're showing them that you want to include them in your life.
Gee, I never thought of it like that, Dad. Okay, I'll show them how grateful I am and give a party.
Good.
But, Dad, if they want to show me how grateful they are and bring presents, I can take them, huh?
Yes, I do. I think you can.
Well, Doc, how is he?
It's measles.
Measles?
Boy, what a time to get measles. I guess that takes care of Chip's birthday party Saturday.
Oh, he should be over it by then. It's a 3-day variety, German measles.
Oh,
well, then maybe we won't have to cancel after all.
And have this prescription filled and see that he stays in bed.
Hi, Chip.
Hello, Chip. Pretty good friend of yours. Give you a call tomorrow and see how he is. All right, Doc, goodbye.
You mean we're going to have to call up the party? I invited everybody today.
I don't think so, Chip. He's just got a case of German measles.
How come he didn't get American measles?
You got me there. Anyhow, they itch the same in both languages. Now, I got to go over to the drugstore and get a prescription filled. If your dad needs me, tell him I'll be right back. Don't you guys go into the room while I'm gone. About all I need around here is a house full of you pink-bellied characters that need room service.
Okay, see you later, folks.
Oh, that Mr. Ed. That rascal is always getting himself and Wilbur into a heap of trouble.
That crazy horse.
Like the time he accidentally insulted Khrushchev and started the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh!
Or... Ow, man.
I wasn't playing. I swear.
Jenga, once you touch it, you can't keep your hands off it.
Mrs. Brubaker said she saw Dr. Foster come out of your house. I hope no one's ill.
Oh, well, not exactly. That fat-headed son-in-law of mine went out and got himself a case of measles.
Measles? Oh, dear.
Well, now, he'll be all right in a day or two. The disease isn't half as bad as the bill you get for curing it. Well, I'm glad to see you, Mrs. Pfeiffer.
That's right, Charlotte. I'm positive. Mr. O'Casey told me himself. Yes. Yes.
Well, Mrs. Pfeiffer said it was the measles, but I don't think that's very likely. Mr. Douglas was in the South Pacific during the war, you know, and they caught more things down there.
Yes. Mrs. Brubaker told me just this minute, June, Mr. Douglas is suffering from some mysterious disease.
Yes, and the doctor said there was no cure. Why, they're flying in a specialist from the South Seas on a mercy flight.
Doctor said if your tests are normal, you can get up tomorrow.
Good.
So we'll see how you're doing. Normal. Well, it looks like you're going to live.
You know, this whole thing has been more embarrassing than anything. Measles at my age. I must be going into my second childhood.
I'll give you a pacifier.
The boy's all okay?
This bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Here, take this.
I thought I was all well.
Well, take it anyway. Do what the doctor says. Paying him. Chip's really excited about his party tomorrow.
Yeah, I bet he is.
I'm just not going to be able to make it, though. With these 3 days off, I'm going to have to work over the weekend.
Now, don't you worry about a thing. Mother O'Casey will take care of everything.
I know. Just be sure to get enough ice cream and everything, huh?
Well, I've ordered 2 gallons of ice cream, 3 pounds of cookies, and a triple-header layer cake.
I don't think that's enough for 20 kids.
For each.
Oh!
Now, if you need anything, just yell.
I will. I don't know what I'd do without you, Bub.
Oh, now, please, please. No compliments. You always ruin good health the minute you start to flatter.
Hi.
Hi, Chip.
How's that?
He's coming along fine.
Then it's okay for sure about my party, huh?
Sure, it's okay for sure.
Good, I just invited 3 more kids.
Now, you take it easy, or we'll have to bring them in shifts.
I want to make as many kids happy as I can. Dad was sure right about this giving stuff and how good it makes you feel. I never felt so good.
Well, let me tell you something. Your dad's got a pretty good batting average when it comes to being right.
Yeah, I don't think I can wait till tomorrow.
Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes. Happy birthday to you, Cotter.
Hey,
birthday
that's great.
To you. It doesn't look bad at all, does it?
No.
Well, I'll say it doesn't. Now, Mike, don't be feeding the cookies to that shag rug. That's for the small fries.
Yeah, well, I couldn't resist the look in those eyes.
Yeah, that's too bad. Happy birthday. Is this worth? I like that. Happy birthday. We'll have...
Oh, man. All right. This is really turbulent.
Nothing that any artistic genius couldn't do.
Okay.
Now, I told you to stop stuffing that animal, will you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Bub. You know how he looked at you.
I'll wind up putting a muzzle on all three of you. I mean it. Put them along.
For me, too, huh, Bob?
Just a little sample, and that's all.
Okay.
Nothing for you, not even if you get down on one knee and sing Sonny Boy.
Where's the birthday cake?
Where's the... Well, come here, and I'll show you the birthday cake. What a beauty it is. How about that?
Four.
I made it myself with the help of the baker.
Hey, now, that's what I call a cake. Yeah. Boy, wait till Chip sees that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tramp, you heard what Bub said. Yeah, it looks okay, Bub. Sorry, pal, I can't handle your case either.
You heard him. Nope for you. N-O, no. Well, now, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. Change my mind.
Are you guys gonna hang around here all during the party?
Hey, look at him.
What's up? Are you gonna graduate from fourth grade or something, Chip?
I'll bet he's got a date with Doreen Peter.
Yeah.
I do not. Sergeant, both get dressed up for parties. Anyway, I got all my old socks with holes in them.
All right, you two. Come on, finish that ice cream and hit the road. Come on, get out of here.
Okay.
Come on. The presents.
We can take
it here. All right, listen. All right. Now, let me check up on you.
Okay.
Let me see you. Yeah, you're old. You pass all right in the dark room. Hope nobody takes a good look at you.
Nobody's here. I saw him until 2:00.
Don't you worry now. They'll be buzzing in here in a minute like a plague of locusts. In fact, I got another present for you here. Here. This is from Tramp and me.
Thanks, Buck.
Now, wait a minute. Tramp. I got another one. Happy birthday. And here's one from your dad. He wanted to be here, too, but, you know, he had to work on account of being sick for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah. He told me.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Chip.
Happy birthday.
Oh,
thanks.
Here, this is your collection, Chip.
Wow.
Hey, where'd you get all the money for such a big present? Cardboard is from you. Oh, well.
Hello? Oh, hi, Mrs. Brubaker. Where's Billy? We're all here waiting for him. Oh, well, Mr. Douglas is all through having the measles. Yes, it was just one of those 3 days. Oh? Well, it was nice of you to call anyhow. Thank you. Goodbye.
Wow, thanks for the presents, you guys.
That's okay. Right. Who was it, bud?
Wrong number.
Oh, I'll get it. Hello? Oh, no, this is Mike. Why can't he come, Mrs. Hasselroth?
Oh, boy. Basketball. Just what I needed.
Well, we're glad you like him.
Take a look at this. This has one of those secret compartments.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really tough.
Oh, no. Dad's all over the measles. Wait. But he couldn't possibly catch it. Well, all right. Okay. Goodbye.
Hey, I better put these up in my room so none of the other kids will feel bad because they didn't get me a good present.
Very good idea, Chip. Fine idea.
Thanks.
Who was it?
Wrong number. Hello. Oh, hi, mister. No, this is Robbie. Oh, no, it's perfectly okay for Jimmy to come. Oh, sure. No, Dad got over the measles a couple... Oh, okay. Okay, I'll tell him. Bye.
Looks like we all got the same kind of wrong numbers.
I don't like the way things are shaping up.
Well, how did everybody find out that Dad had the measles?
Well, some big mouth gossip spread the news, and I know just who the big mouth gossip is.
Who?
Me.
Some free legal advice from Mr. Ed.
This is America. You can't make a horse testify against himself.
For more Ed-defying information, watch Mr. Ed weeknights.
As a physician, it really...
On Nick at Night.
Some party. Nobody cares.
Well, it's not that your friends don't like you or anything, Chip. It's just that your folks are afraid because your dad's just had the measles.
Well, sure, that's all. Mm. Yeah. Well, besides that, small parties like this can be a lot more fun anyway. How about it?
Sure, I'm having the time of my life.
Well, me too. Yeah, same here.
I'm not even my best friend came.
Well, Sudsy's mother probably wouldn't let him, Chip.
Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't we all play a game, huh?
Hey, yeah.
What do we play?
Why don't we play pin the tail on the donkey?
Yeah.
Good idea. All we need is a tail, and I'll bend over.
I'll get it.
Sounds like we've got a customer.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Hey, aren't you coming in?
My mom won't let me. She says your house is condemned.
Oh. Well, thanks for the present.
That's okay. How about throwing me out a piece of cake?
Chip?
Yeah?
I'm sorry I couldn't make it to your party.
That's okay. You didn't miss anything.
Nobody showed up. Well, Chip, you know why your friends didn't come, don't you? It's just one of those unfortunate things. I guess in a way it was my fault.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
But anyway, Chip, you don't give a party for what you can get out of it. Your friends know they were invited, and that's the important thing. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
You'll see, Chip. A considerate thought for someone else always gets its reward one way or another. Now, why don't you try to forget the whole thing? And when you get to school Monday, treat the kids as though nothing had happened.
Okay.
Hey, how about that watch I gave you? Is it all right?
Sure, Dad. It's swell.
It's one of those alarm watches, you know. You can set it and it goes off to remind you of something.
I can use it to remind me what a terrible party I had.
Come up, children. Nice. Thank you. I'll take your book. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. You can just put your present right
here, children. Thank you. That is a prize. You're in.
Oh, thanks, Doreen. Congratulations, Chip.
Golly, thanks a lot, Mrs. Bergen.
Oh, well, don't thank me. I just gave my permission, that's all. Sudsy Pfeiffer told me what happened last Saturday, and he arranged the whole thing.
Really? Sudsy, you're the best friend I ever had in my whole life.
Yeah, I know. And we're all going to have ice cream and cake at recess, too.
Ice cream and cake? Jeepers, how'd you fix that?
I just explained everything to Mr. Grimaldi at the drugstore, and he said he'd send it over.
For nothing?
Of course not. He's going to send a bill to your father.
Jimmy Better.
You sure made a haul. It looks like a toy store Brinks job.
Hi, anybody home? Oh, hi, Chip. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Steve.
Well, before you tell me, I'd like to ask you something. I stopped by the drugstore on the way home, and Mr. Grimaldi gave me this bill for ice cream and cake, which he delivered to your school. Now, do you know anything about that?
Well, Fuzzy Pfeiffer wanted to make it up to me for my party Saturday, so he gave me a surprise party in school today. Did he, Bob?
Did he? Wait till you see the presents he got.
Well, that was very nice of Sudsy, Chip, but I don't think it was quite right that he'd order this ice cream and cake without at least talking to me first, do you?
I guess not. But like you said, Dad, he wasn't doing it for himself. It's the thought that counts.
Were those your words, fearless leader?
That's what I said, Bob. And I guess I'm stuck with it.
What do you think you're doing, playing with kids?
Oh,